It's good to have you with us here today at the Covenant Grace Prayer Line. We pray that the Word of God will be a blessing to you, and we pray that God's Word would have an entrance in your heart in a very special way. The other day, we talked about what sanctification means as we began a new theme, as we have been discussing since the beginning of the year, the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus. Our theme is that through the blood of Jesus, I am sanctified, made holy, and set apart to God. Three different things transpire here. One, that we are sanctified, made holy, and set apart to God. But today we want to discuss respect for the blood. In looking at the sanctifying power of the blood of Jesus, we want to examine a passage from Hebrews that speaks about the apostate, the person who turns away from the Christian faith, having known it into a deliberate denial and rejection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It speaks about all the sacred things that he renounces, or her, and in sense defiles. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose? This is Hebrews 10:29. Of how much worse punishment do you suppose will he be, or she, be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God underfoot? Counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified, or she was sanctified, a common or unholy thing, and insulted the grace or spirit of it. It is plain to see from this verse that we are sanctified by the blood of the covenant. But here is a person who has been sanctified by the blood of the New Testament covenant relationship with Christ, and then turns back. Let's look closely at the meaning of the trampling underfoot, the blood of Jesus. This reference is in relation to the Passover ceremony, where the blood was applied to the lintel and the doorposts, but never to the threshold. We are never to show disrespect for the blood of Jesus. It is important to remember that we handle with respect the things of God, and in particular, the aspects of the blood of Jesus Christ, and recognize how precious it has been, the blood that has been spilt for us, and the price that was paid for us, and its application in our hearts and lives has become so because of a great price. And so to disregard, to turn away from, and to trample on the blood of Jesus with disrespect and a lack of honor, brings about a spirit of the unholy within that person's life that allows for that person to be exposed to the enemy and the focuses of evil around about them, and not recognize and be walking within the grace that God has designed for them within the covenant relationship that he has shared for us through the cross. With respect, honor the things of God. With respect, honor the blood of Christ. And know that what Jesus Christ has done for you is precious. You know, I have not been perfect about this, but I remember many years ago when I was studying for the ministry, I studied under my first pastor, was a very old-time preacher. And he did not even want you to have anything on top of your Bible because he had such a respect for the Word of God. And so early on in my relationship to God, I found it almost insanely difficult to do anything otherwise. And that was because of the respect I saw that man of God have for the Word of God. And so very rarely, unless it's another Bible sometimes, have I placed other books on top of a Bible. And that comes from him. That comes from what I saw through his life. How you handle the things of God is important, just as important as how you handle relationships, just as important as how you handle your job, just as how important it is to handle anything in life. And remember, from the grace of God and from the power of God, life flows, because there's life in Jesus' name, and there's life and power through the blood of Jesus, and the blood in general as spoken of from Old to New Testament, considering the forgiveness of sins. So with respect today, consider the blood and be thankful for the New Testament blood relationship that you have with Christ through faith in his name. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim my profound respect for the blood of the covenant, and thank you for the life that you shared for me, and that you were willing to take upon humiliation, hurt, pain, and suffering, so that I could have this beautiful gift of hope through the blood of Jesus Christ presented to me through your love at the cross. Apply it to my heart and life afresh today if there be any aught within me, any sin, any guilt, any transgression, any iniquity, and allow me to be sanctified and made holy and set apart for your purpose afresh. Lord, and that I would be careful to honor the things of God, respect your blood, and thank you, Lord, I do, for that which you've given for me today. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope that the word has meant something to you today, and that there will be a very special message to your heart, and however it might be transferred through the work of the Holy Spirit, that you would receive it. And I pray that you'll be blessed in it and walk in the Word and see the Word of God give life and power. Thank you for being with us today. And if you need to reach us at Covenant of Grace Ministry, please email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. That's cgmfinc@gmail.com, or visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. cgmfinc.weebly.com, where there's some great tools to study and consider the Word of God and be aware of what we're doing here at the ministry at Covenant of Grace. God bless you, and have a great day in Jesus.